nerderotic.com.
I'm very excited about this. And the best news, guys, Tom Hardy, if there's a season three, he will be back. He will be back. Whatever the problem was, it has been worked out. And I'm sure it had nothing to do with the online reaction of we're fuck this show if he leaves. Because he is the show. The entire show goes through him. We love Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren and Patty Constantine. They're fucking great. But you need Tom Hardy, who's a very good actor. And it's well known that he's an actor. He might be a little bit difficult to work with, but this is why you don't treat everybody the same. Because some people are more talented than others. Some people are better than others. And if they are so talented, you're willing to put up with a little more shit. And if they're not, you're not. That's the way of the world. Is it fair? Actually, I would argue yes. I would argue that's very fair. If you're uber talented and you bring, you know, money to the table and you elevate your piece of art based on the talent, you can be a bit of a pain in the ass. I think that's okay. I wouldn't use it as an excuse, but that's just the way of the world. Again, if you are a pain in the ass and you bring nothing to the table, adios, amigo.
This hasn't exactly been a wonderful 24 hours for me yet. I'm under a lot of pressure. The people that I work for, the arrogance.
All right, so we remember, if you watch season one, Tom Hardy's character has a knife sticking out of his chest when he was stabbed by his wife. I mean, she felt really bad. The Hardigans, Tommy, like, went to prison and is holding court in one of the best endings of a season one ever, with him being cheered on by everybody in the prison. It's good stuff. There's Patty, who's kind of the MVP. He's the MVP. He's the son who was abused and faced his abuser and blew his head off. Sorry, I'm spoiling stuff, but you should have watched it. So if you haven't watched Mobland season one, now is the time. But Patty's MVP.
In North London. Should we go in the back?
Yeah.
We are the Hardigans. Don't know the name. And Google us.
At the trouble starts up. His family is on the brink of civil war.
Yeah, there's going to be, based on something that happened in season one, father and son might have a little issue, we'll just say. And this is from Guy Ritchie as executive producer. I haven't really loved his movies lately, but The Gentleman and this make up for it so far.
Right for the pick.
Twisted Fies daughter. Prodigy. That guy's dead, by the way. R.I.P.
Evening, boys.
The trouble starter. How cheap is shut up?
You like your style.
Yeah, the whole grandma and grandson thing is little Game of Thrones here.
Oh.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
September 18th. And we will be doing watch parties for every episode. Every episode on the main channel. So we got another trailer today. So this is like good trailer day. This I want to see. This is my most anticipated film of the year. This is the sequel to, I don't think it's even arguable, for me anyway, the best film to come out in the last 5 years. Easily top three film of the 2020s. Gojira, minus one. Fantastic movie in every way. And it did the opposite of like what I've always said. Like, I just want to see the fucking monsters. I don't care about the people. This one's about the people. And Godzilla is used deliberately and very little, and it's fucking great. It's a banger of a movie. Now we have the follow-up. Let's go. Godzilla Minus Zero. It's just a teaser.
Gojira wa kaku kongeki ni mo tai ru sou desu na. Sore wa ningen no yatte ii koto no hanchu ko ete ru.
Oh, they're fighting. Our crime and punishment. Return to zero. Not an option. Yeah. That looks fucking awesome. A Japanese film made by the Japanese for the Japanese and the rest of the world. I love it. Takashi Yamazaki, who does the effects. Directed it, did the last one on a $12 million budget. I think he's got a little more in this one, and it's filmed for IMAX. Let's fucking go. That comes out in November. Let's fucking go. Gojira. I'm genuinely excited for this movie. Something I feel so little these days, and I want to hold on to it. Can't wait till we get a full trailer. But that was magnificent. Let's go. Everybody support Godzilla Toho. Gojira Toho. And I'm kind of a Japanese expert now. I went to their country for 12 days, so total expert now. Just ask your questions. What? The Gentleman trailer is out on the same day as Mobland? Holy shit. Hold the phone. Wow. What a day. Here we go. Gentleman trailer. Oh, thanks for pointing this out. You probably pointed it out a long time ago. Here we go.
If you're looking for prestige,
la, la, la.
Heritage, that would be the judge. Billy, he's a mischievous spirit.
How do you do?
I do very well.
Years we've been living in the zoo and contracting. Now we're living in the jungle experiment.
It's September 2.
You want to take the fucking muffler on?
Never know. Might enjoy it.
You don't know what is your place in the food chain. I will show you. I have a clear idea of what I want these days.
What's that?
Everything.
All right. Hell yeah. Dude, we're eating good on trailers today. Holy shit. The Gentleman was shit. Hugh Grant, I love the movie. I absolutely loved it. Let's go. So we have two great shows in September, potentially, coming out. That's good. That's a good thing.
Nerdrotic.com. Please subscribe.